With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Former President Trump, speaking at a campaign rally yesterday in Atlanta, opens his remarks by praising his running mate, Senator J.D. Vance.
Well, thank you very much to the next Vice President of the United States, J.D. Vance. He's doing a great job. You know, they go after J.D. You know why? He's for the worker. He's for people that get out and they want to work, work, work.
The presidential hopeful told supporters that four more years of Harris-Biden policies could lead the country to ruin.
Yesterday, it was announced that unemployment is surging, with 350,000 Americans joining the unemployment rolls just last month. Tell you what, we could end up in a depression. We could end up in World War III and a depression. How about that?
Also at SRNnews.com, correspondent Rika Ann Garcia reports on a Ukrainian drone barrage in various cities in Russia.
Russian officials say Ukrainian forces targeted multiple Russian regions overnight with a massive drone barrage. Russia's defense ministry said its air defense systems intercepted and destroyed 75 drones over several regions near the Ukrainian border and in the Ryazan region deeper inside Russia. Ukraine's general staff said its forces struck an airfield in Morozovsk, hitting ammunition depots with guided air bombs, as well as fuel depots in various Russian regions. In the Oryol region, two drones crashed into a residential high-rise building, causing a brief fire, according to the local governor. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
Katie Ledecky has capped another stellar Olympics by becoming the second swimmer to win the same event at four straight summer games, holding off Ariane Titmus to win the 800-meter freestyle. It was Ledecky's second gold medal in Paris and ninth of her career. This is SRN News. A federal judge has ordered the University of California, Los Angeles to craft a plan to protect Jewish students.
The move comes months after pro-Palestinian protests broke out on campus. In a lawsuit against the university, three Jewish students alleged they experienced discrimination on campus and that the university did not do enough to stop it. The protests at UCLA were a part of demonstrations on campuses nationwide against the Israel-Hamas war. The university says it is committed to combating anti-Semitism in all forms. Jeremy House, SRN News.
A Nigerian bishop in the United Methodist Church has resigned from his position in protest of denomination stance on homosexuality. The UMC has been split over after allowing same-sex marriage. In a letter, Nigerian Bishop John Wesley Johanna wrote that he and all the delegates in the Nigerian Episcopal area were leaving the UMC and joining more conservative global church. This is SRN News. The U.S. Geological Survey says a series of earthquakes have been hitting West Texas. John Scott has more.
It's highly likely they're being caused by oil and gas activity. A sequence that began in 2021 erupted with its largest quake in the last week, a magnitude 5.1 in the most active area in the country for quakes induced by oil and gas activities. Emergency officials in the city of Snyder say the recent tremors have damaged homes, infrastructure, utility lines, and other property, weakening foundations and cracking walls. Officials in Scurry County issued a brief state of disaster. John Scott reporting.
A surprising rise in the unemployment rate last month has rattled financial markets and set off new worries about the threat of recession, but it could also prove to be a false alarm. Friday's jobs report also showed hiring showed slowed last month. It coincides with other signs the economy is cooling amid high prices. More details at SRNnews.com.